We received several comments about Claudio Sanchez's story on the school vouchers program in Cleveland. This one is from Robert Driscoll of San Diego, California. He's an opponent of school vouchers who describes himself as an English teacher at a lower to middle income public school. He writes, "Of course the principal at the private school has more control over her students. They're paying to go there. There's no secret why private schools seem better and have fewer discipline problems. The parents have a vested interest in their children's education. The children, if they want to remain in the private school, must modify poor behavior by curbing their tongues and towing the educational line. Otherwise, they are gone." At his own school, Mr. Driscoll writes, "I meet parents and students who do not care, or do not know how to care, another problem altogether, about the direction the student's education is heading. Education is free, so students show up once every couple of weeks, or they sit in class every day doing little more than an advanced thumb twiddle. Books are free, so students write in them, throw them around as though they were footballs, or lose them." He writes, "If a nationwide voucher system ever comes about, I predict a 90s New Age segregation policy that will remain until Brown versus Board of Education Part 2 demonstrates vouchers to be the separate and unequal policy it really is." Our address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 20001. Online, it's atc@npr.org.